The following is an initiation lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on November 1st, 2008, in Kaliningrad, Russia.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jada Balakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, today we are gathered for the most auspicious initiation ceremony. Initiation means beginning. Does not mean that one's business is finished. And that now I am initiated, so now I am a pure devotee. Initiation means one is making the commitment to strictly follow the path of Krishna Bhakti. So it is the most auspicious occasion. Prabhupada actually stated in Los Angeles on January 5th, 1974, deathlessness begins from the day of initiation. The Dao Gorashvayam. This is Rupa Goswami says them. Prabhupada is quoting Rupa Goswami. The first step on the pathway of spiritual life is to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master by initiation. Then Srila Prabhupada continues. As soon as you take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, your point of deathlessness begins immediately. Immediately. And if you continue the advice and instruction of the spiritual master, or the Shastra, then you become deathless. No more death. So what does that mean? Does that mean if I get initiated, my body won't die? No. The body will still die. But it means you have cut loose from your body. You no longer identify with it. Although you are using it in Krishna's service, You no longer consider it to be yourself. You no longer consider yourself to be a man or a woman. You consider yourself simply to be the spirit soul, the eternal servant of Krishna. And if one remains steadfast in following the orders of one's spiritual master, then you remain eternally fixed in that transcendental position. Of servitude to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And thus, even though it may appear, you're still living in this material world. You're actually not living in the material world. You're living in the spiritual world at every minute. So initiation actually is the doorway into the spiritual world. Provided you remain faithful to the instructions you receive from your spiritual master. Are those instructions difficult? No, they are not difficult. Why are they not difficult? Because the spiritual master is an ocean of mercy. He is an ocean of compassion. All we have to do is to dive into that ocean of mercy. And relish the sweet flavor of Krishna consciousness for all of eternity. But there are 10 things we have to be very careful about. In order to become perfect in our service to our spiritual master. These are known as the 10 Namaparads, which are as follows. Number one, to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. Number two, to consider the names of demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. Number three, to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. Number four, to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. Number five, to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. Number six, to give some interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. Number seven, to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. Number eight, to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna to be one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as fruitive activities, karma kanda. Nine, to instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. Number 10, not to have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names. And to maintain material attachments. Even after understanding so many instructions on these matters. So, today you are becoming initiated, my initiated disciple. You must very carefully guard against these offenses. And if you do so, your spiritual life will be simply nectar.